day, heaven high, heaven bound, on the mission of real agenda. This is Core Owens on God's number one worker podcast. And today's episode, well, let me tell you, it's something that you say all the time, you hear all the time, you've been hearing it all your life, basically. News. N-E-W-S. North, East, West, South. News. Season 5, Episode 8. And I'm going to start off by telling y'all something. God is still God. And y'all keep forgetting this every day. It's amazing how y'all sit back and still not getting what the message is. The message is do right. Get right with God. Obey God's holy commandments so you won't end up in hell. That's the reason the gospel is preached across the world. You tell me that y'all surprised that you see lawlessness. What is lawlessness? Killing. Carjackings, robbery, break-ins, vandalisms, all kind of immoral sexual behavior. Everybody from 100 years old all the way down to a child old enough to walk and talk is doing stupid stuff. And y'all surprised? I guess you think it's all right to call yourselves all these low-life names like I done said to you 100,000 times. Why you think if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all? You know, when you use the term, and I'm an Ethiopian, also known as a black man from America. When I say Ethiopian, I don't mean I'm from Africa. That means dark skin, okay? I'm a dark skin person. What you thought was going to happen when you start calling yourself niggas and real niggas? And you know what's funnier than that? I'm a real man. No, you're a man. Why you got to put real out? Everybody know you're a man. I don't care if you choose to sleep with other men. You're still a man at the end of the day. God go look down and say, oh, you're a male. You're a man. I create you to be a man. You chose to degrade what I created because that's all you did. You brought down what God created, and for some reason you think that's supposed to change what God said. You broke God laws. You broke God rules. They're just like, look at these lesbians, homosexual females. Have you noticed they have pretty faces but messed up bodies because they done did stuff they ain't got no bit? What you look like humping on another female using a plastic device, but you don't want the real thing? It's something wrong with you. It's something wrong with you. I'm talking about lawlessness and this alphabet community stuff. Come on, let's be honest here. You constantly adding letters because you basically are a sexual society of sinners. That's the only thing y'all based on, sex. Ooh, look at me, I'm sexual. You look retarded. You look stupid. Come on, let's talk. I'm talking to y'all. This is news. I ain't got to tell you it's real news. I ain't got to tell you this real talk. You hear my words. You know what's happening. And now you get to the point you go out to church. Them demons. When you look at some of them folks, you don't even realize you're looking at demons. Them demons. Everybody ain't a person. Everybody ain't a male or a female. There's some demons in that group. It's a whole bunch of them. Just open up the door. He's just opening up the door. You know. And when people call out, that's where you don't join the devil's little group. You stay on God's side and you talk about the devil. You talk about them demons. You stand over here with God and you talk about them demons. You call them out. Yeah. I've been doing it all my life. And you know what really trips me out? When a group of people who being controlled by the devil and demons, they can disrespect people all over the world. But doing something to somebody, do something to them, or something they don't like, it's a problem. It was a problem when you were sinning. Now, deal with it. Everybody think they can kill off everything. You ain't killed nothing. What's happening is God allowing you to do certain things to certain people because he knows. He knows best. But the problem is when you cross that last line,
See, they forgot what happened when they killed Jesus. God allowed himself to be killed. Now look where we at. Time is up. People hollering, oh, they've been talking about the end of time for whoever since. No, you ain't been around here no 300 years. How you know they were talking about 300 years ago? You ain't been there. You barely can remember what happened last year. You talking about, they've been talking to my parents and me. Yeah, but look at some of y'all. Some of y'all family ain't no good. Some of y'all family ain't hitting on jack. Some of y'all family is ridiculous. Some of y'all family is sad. Some of y'all family ain't got nothing going. And then you want to talk. All this Noah's like, you got it going on. Like y'all so this, that, and other. Some of y'all family ain't got nothing going. Been cursed from the word go. Some of y'all are descendants from Judas and Peter. Now just imagine Peter family and Judas family get together and created a group. That's a bunch of lost contaminated souls. And mixed in with the fallen angels. y'all don't want to hear the news. Y'all want to hear that stuff you cut on your TV. You know, talking about events and concerts and games and all that. That's what you want to hear in the weather. That's what you want to hear. You don't want to hear nothing about the real stuff. Tell me about no man passed the law for homosexual parades and shows. Keep doing it. Because when God has judgment day, he going to judge everybody individual. Every individual going to be judged in front of God. Ain't nobody going to recognize you because you're going to be looking like a soul. They ain't going to be looking at you because we're going to be amazed by the glory of God standing in front of us. We finally see God, this once in a lifetime event. And think about how many is not going into God's kingdom to see him forever. Think I care about unhappy people? You think that bothers me? What bothers me is when people you care about and you warning them about God and what God wants. People always trying to point out what they want about your life. You know, like I told you once before on one of these episodes, I was mentioning the past. I do so many videos and stuff. I can't remember what the stuff is, but I'm spreading the same message. The past. Only thing bring up the past is the devil and demons. God talks about the now. Get it right now. That's how good he is. This time we in. This space we in. People think it's a game. People think it's a joke. They think they can do what they want when they get ready. Nah, it don't work like that. You can't do what you want when you get ready. It's gonna cost you if you ain't doing what God love. These politicians done did all this stuff. It was looking good at first and ain't looking good no more. Cause think about where they come from. How you get the right to control so much? You know, Mark Twain and Theodore Roosevelt said it best. Y'all ain't voting for nobody. You know, people already selected. And the only one that didn't get selected was Trump. This means they hate Trump. God put Trump in there because they know Hillary was supposed to be in there. You better thank God Hillary didn't get in there because we wouldn't be where we at now. Tell me what God can't do. That's mean I don't like talking to people no more because it's always one person. Oh, I don't agree with that and all, you know, all that this and this and this. Okay, well, prove your point because your point ain't going to prove nothing but you just stupid. You know how I know you stupid? How come things getting worse? How come I'm not talking like you, which is going along with the program, and I'm talking like God wants us to talk, and it's like a problem now? Yeah, come on. That's the reality. That's the news. That's the news. Think about Malcolm X. Think about Martin Luther King when they start talking a different way. When they start pointing out certain things. Think about Joan Rivers when she told us, y'all know Michelle Obama, that's a man. They killed her. Think about when people start calling the devil out. I know what that's like. I see it all the time. The only difference between me and them, I didn't sell my soul. No, I didn't sell my soul. Showed it. Didn't sign no contract. Didn't do no blood sacrifice. I went through what God wanted me to go through. And that's when I'm still here. Let me tell you what I sacrifice, and I don't even consider it a sacrifice. If you not treating me right, that means you don't respect God. Because don't get to boo-hooing and crying when God show you who he is when you could have treated somebody right. So for me to stop dealing with you, I don't care if you family or whatever other case may be, that's a sacrifice I can live with. I ain't got to do wrong to have something. I got to do all that to have something. So if I got to do all this wrong to have something in the world that's free, what that say about me? What that say about me? That's when that gangster lifestyle is fake. That's reason all that stuff that they portraying is fake. That's fake. Ain't nothing real about that. Not a thing. That's not real. That's real fake. And I ain't even got to put fake in, real in front of the word fake. It's fake. That's it. That's it. This is what I stand on. God's holy commandments. And I'm not going to stop doing that for nobody. I don't care if I have to lose family, children, grandchildren. I don't care what the case may be. I'm not going to hell for nobody, because I know going to hell is not an option I want. I know it's a bad place because the devil is doing some messed up stuff to get people to join him in that place. And he ain't going to be running a thing. He going to be getting tortured worse than anybody. That's when they say it's a special place. It is. Now, if hell itself is bad, what that special part of hell like? Because I don't want that either. Because I know that ain't going to be the one you want, and there's a lot of them going. That's when they showing their true colors. I done seen when people give up. Let me give you an example. I remember when I first heard this years ago, and I had to tell that person. I had to tell him. Guy was finna go do something he had no bid. And I said, man, why is you doing that? Well, I'm going for a long time anyway. So you go add to the problem? Don't do yourself like that. Because you don't know what it's going to be like. It's bad enough. You know it ain't going to be good. You're going to make it worse. Don't you do yourself like that. You know, throwing your life away at a young age because you want to prove to some people that you tough. You sure ain't tough. You weak. You pathetic. You ain't got nothing going. Putting all them emphasis on names and stuff. This society is stupid. And I don't want no parts of it. I'm like Michael Jackson. Give me a mask and some gloves. Because I don't even want to touch nothing y'all touch it. Or deal with a lot of y'all. You know, it ain't. This ain't the time no more to prove that you enjoying life. It's a time you need to be praying so you can hear what God got to tell you. So you can get your life in order. That's gospel news. That's what you need to be on. Instead of all this other stuff. I see it every day. I post it every day. I see the weirdness in our world every day. And I post it. I post it every day to let you know how close to the end we are. This ain't normal. And on that note, I'm going to leave y'all with these words that I've been saying for a long time. Great day. Heaven high. Heaven bound. The only mission. The real agenda. God first always, y'all. Tennessee Sam from a Tennessee man. I'm out it like yesterday. Appreciate y'all time if you listen. Because you could have been doing a billion other things. Thank y'all. Peace, love, and control your soul.